Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 7th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Good night, Irene.
Magical night in Paris for Kelly Harrington, and judges can recommend minimum periods for life sentences. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kelly Harrington has made history by winning back-to-back Olympic gold medals. The Dublin boxer defeated China's Wen Liu Yang in the women's lightweight final in Paris last night. President Michael D. Higgins described it as a truly remarkable achievement by a phenomenal sports person, while Taoiseach Simon Harris described Kelly as a legend. In an emotional interview afterwards with RTE, Kelly announced her retirement from boxing.
It's the last hurrah. I'm done. I've always said I want to retire a champion. That's it. Let me just say it once again. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Good night, Irene.
New legislation will give judges the chance to recommend minimum periods in prison for life sentences. The government has approved the proposals, which would replace current laws allowing the likes of murderers to appeal for parole after serving 12 years in prison. It follows remarks from the judge of the Aisling Murphy murder trial, who said he would have considered imposing a whole of life sentence on her killer, Yusuf Pushka, if the option had been available to him. Minister Helen McEntee says punishment should match the crime that's been committed.
It is absolutely essential that when you're handing down a punishment, that it matches the crime that's been committed. And I think people who commit the most serious crimes should be dealt with in a way that reflects the damage and the harm that they have done. And so what I'm doing with this announcement and this law is giving sentencing judges the power to make a recommendation on what the minimum term should be served.
Almost 5,000 people died in the country's emergency departments in the last 5 years. A new report from the Irish Medical Times shows over 1,000 of those deaths happened last year alone, 200 more than in 2019. Cork University Hospital saw the highest number of deaths in its ED at 158, up 49 on 5 years ago. Author of the report, Michael McHale, says numbers are increasing across the board.
The numbers of people who have been dying in EDs across the country has been rising. In fact, in 17 of the country's 26 EDs, they've seen rising rates in 2023 compared to 2019.
Kamala Harris has introduced the man who will become America's next vice president if she wins the race to the White House at a campaign rally. Tim Walz appeared alongside the Democrat nominee for president for the first time at the event in Philadelphia. He made headlines last month after describing Donald Trump and his VP, J.D. Vance, as weird. She also called him a leader who will help unite the nation.
Since the day that I announced my candidacy, I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future. So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader. Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota.
Plumbers, fitters and welders affiliated with the Unite Trade Union are set to strike in a row over pay. 90% of members voted in favour of the industrial action, looking to have their first hour of travel pay restored. Payment of the first hour of travel was cut during the financial crash in 2008. James McCabe, Unite Regional Officer, says they have tried to find a solution.
And I was want the restoration of the forced hour travel time. This was taken as part of austerity measures in 2011 following the financial crisis. Our members believe it's a long time overdue being restored. It's a dispute, long-run dispute. We've tried to find a resolution to employers in previous years, and now enough is enough for our members.
There were just under 12,500 second-hand homes for sale across the country in July. According to myhome.ie, it compares to just under 25,000 second-hand properties for sale in July of 2014. Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie, says it's a very sharp drop.
The supply of second-hand properties has fallen by a pretty dramatic 50%, 50% in the last decade. Pretty stark figure when you consider that there is very strong demand in the market currently, but obviously a drop of 50% speaks to the underlying issue in our marketplace, which is a shortfall of supply.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift leads the pack for this year's MTV Video Music Awards with 10 nominations. The singers received 8 nods for Fortnite, her collaboration with Post Malone. The US rapper follows close behind, shortlisted 9 times. Taylor already has 23 VMAs, only Beyoncé is ahead with 28. And in sport at the Olympics, nearly 2 weeks after she carried the Irish flag, Sarah Lavin finally takes to the track this morning. She goes in heat 4 of the 100-metre hurdles, with the top 3 in each heat qualifying for the semi-finals. Brian Fay will be looking to finish in the top 8 of his heat in the 5,000 metres. Joining him in that race will be Jakob Ingebrigtsen, who had to settle for 4th in last night's 1,500 metres final. Gold went to American Cole Hocker. Another American, Gabby Thomas, won the women's 200 metres. Back to this morning, Mark English is in the second of 6 800 metre heats. Sophie O'Sullivan and Sarah Healy get another crack at booking a women's 1,500 semi-final spot, going in separate races of the repechage. And tonight, Rashida Adeleke goes in the first of 3 semi-finals of the women's 400. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.